Zechariah 14, verse 16, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, he specifically states that these are the nations which had fought against Jerusalem. These are not Jerusalemites fighting among themselves. These are all the nations that fight against Jerusalem. Now, and I believe he's not really talking about the old Jerusalem, but the new. He's talking about fighting the plan of God and the kingdom of God, which is what the beast nations do. I don't have time to really get into that as far as a proof is concerned. Just wanted to make that clear as to what my belief is on that subject. Let's turn briefly then to the Psalms to see what the psalmists have to say about this as well. We'll turn to Psalm 22. We just want to read a bunch of scriptures here. You're going to keep your fingers busy looking through the scriptures. Psalm 22 begins by saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It is a chapter dealing with prophecy about the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And you'll see many prophecies in here dealing with the words of Christ on the cross. But toward the end of the chapter, you get the purpose of Jesus' death on the cross, and that begins in verse 27. All the ends of the world, or the earth, shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. Every knee will bow. Look at Psalm 64, verse 9. It says, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. All men are going to fear and declare the work of God. They're going to understand this at some point. And in chapter 65, verse 2, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. This is not wishful thinking. This is a prophetic statement of intent where the psalmist, David, understood that all flesh was going to come to God because he hears prayer, and obviously these psalms are prayers of David. David was praying, in other words, that God's kingdom would be established in all the earth. I think he's the one that taught his son Solomon that the house of God was to be a house of prayer for all people.